はい、リクオのトーク、実は昨晩あの話を聞かせてもらったところですか、夕飯前にみたいな感じのトークでしたが、ルタさんいかがですか、リコードっていうんで、ルタさんの世代はあんまり子供の頃ちょっと親が聞いてたっていう世代でしょうか。
そうですね、レコードは子供の頃、そうですね、親が持ってたのはレコードプレイヤーでしたが、もうその後カセットテープが割と そうですね、持ち歩くものとしてはカセットテープが長くて、
そうですね、ウォークマンが
みたいな感じですよね、うん、
はい、ヘッドセル、実はトムさんがアーティストでやっぱりレコードをプロデュース何枚もしてたんで、ちょっとルタさんからトムさんにレコードとトムさんにとって音がどう違うか聞いてもらおうかな、うん、
はい、
じゃあトムさん Could you come to the microphone? We want you used to be an artist to produce a lot of record analog record we want to
はい、
リュウトさん will ask you、
はい、
お願いします。
どうですか？ Now the question is a simple one. What do you think is the difference between a record sound and more sort of digital sounds that we hear through streaming and so forth nowadays?
If well, there's actually three different things. Streaming is one thing, which is digital. Digital, like you might have on a CD, a compact disc, which is a higher quality than you're probably ever going to get from streaming. And then analog, which would be the sound coming from an LP, like a record, although these days the chances of it actually being recorded in an analog way are pretty slim. So generally speaking, these days, because of the convenience and extreme editability, I guess you could say, of digital recording, at some point, everything you hear has gone through a digital process, either with sound effects like reverb or, you know, different kinds of effects that they put on things. Those are almost always digital. So even when it was an analog recording on tape and it's going to be an analog product on an LP, along the way, it's going through a digital process, like a mixing board or something. Is probably digital. So it's hard, unless you buy old records, to hear, to even hear something that was recorded strictly analog from start to finish. It's very, very difficult to find that anywhere except in things recorded before, say, 1980 or so, or the mid to late 80s, I guess I should say. Having said that, am I talking too long? Do you need to translate that?
Okay. No.
Having said that, generally, people seem to agree that the difference in the sound is that analog recording is, to use a kind of a hard word to really visualize if you're not familiar with, but it's a warmer sound. It's a smoother quality sound. Digital tends to be more brittle and kind of hard sounding, if that makes any sense, and I'm not quite sure. There are no better words to really describe it. It's just, it's more jagged. Like instead of a smooth wave, it's instead of a sine wave, it's a I forget what the other term is, but it's just a harsher sound, slightly harsher. And that means there's more high end in there, more screechy overtones to things than you would find in analog. And that's the best way I can describe it.
I see. And as a player, if you're recording analog and digital, do you or do players play differently, or do they?
There's really no difference. This would all be in the engineering, the mixing, and the final production stuff. They would do things to compensate for the differences. And not everyone can really hear them. I have to admit that I've gotten so used to digital sound that I probably can't hear the difference. But, you know, when you're in a room and you're listening to an instrument versus a recording of it, like when you're actually recording music, as I do sometimes, when you actually hear the sound in person in your ears and then you hear the playback, there is a difference that you're conscious of. And, you know, some of that has to do with equipment, but it's something that you can hear.
I see.
But we all get used to it. That's what we listen to now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much all digital. At some point, it's been turned into digital, and so we're all used to it, and it sounds completely normal. So I'm not sure that most people could even honestly hear the difference. You know, if you really just you played one and the other, and they had a blindfold on, you said, "Okay, which is which?" As long as your equipment is good enough, I don't think most people would hear the difference. But there is a slight difference.
Yeah, I see. そうですね。まあ、今は、録音技術のどっかに必ずデジタルを使ってるので、録音とかミキシングのどっかでデジタルが使われてることが多いので、最終的な形態に関わらず、どっかでデジタルを噛んだ音になってるっていうことが多いっていうんですね。で、アナログだけでやったものは、少し温かい感じの音がする。説明はしにくいけど、温かい感じの音がする。けどそのほとんどの人は多分聞き分けるのは難しいっていうか、その録音セッションやってる時に生音とデジタル音源を聞き分け同時に聞くと違いが分かる、自分はトムさんは分かる、けどそこまでぐらいしないと結構分かんないよっていう話でもありました。
でもなんか温かいっていう言葉の中に陸王が言ってたなんかレコードの音の深さ、ふくよかさとか言ってましたけど、きっとなんか一人一人の耳にもよると思うんですが、何かあとレコードが総合芸術でいろいろこうパッケージとしての面白さとか、紙媒体も組み合わせたものだったんだなっていうのは。なんか本当人みたいだなと思って。
そうですよね。やっぱりそうですね。ロックトークの中にもありましたけど、ジャケットだけじゃないライナーノートとかもそう含めて、
当時そんなインターネットですぐ情報が入るわけじゃないので、そのレコードから総合的にその曲作りも含めた情報を得て、それでなんかじっくり音を張り落としてじっくり音を聞く、その空間としてのレコードがある空間、聞いてる空間としてのなんか風景みたいなのがなんか懐かしいなと思いつつ、でも今の人も自分の部屋でそうやって聞いてる人がいるのかと思って面白かったですね。ちょっと時間が過ぎますが、今日の最後の曲、以前もかけたんですが、やっぱりこのトークの続きとしてオマージュブルーハーツが聞こえるっていう、これを最後の曲にしたいと思います。
靴のかかとをすり減らし、ほぼうろつくぐらいもあれからもう30年、ブルーハーツが聞こえる、誰かのそばで咲いてるかい、人に優しくなれたかい、
レコードのグラデーションワールドという CD レコードの、今日お届けしたのは満員電車もオマージュブルーハーツが聞こえる A 面なんですが、実は B 面の方はもう少し若い世代に向けたポップな感じの曲に仕上がっているそうなので、ぜひぜひ、リスナーの方も聞いてみてください。今日は少し時間が過ぎましたけど、リュウタさん、トムさん、ありがとうございます。リスナーの皆さん、 今日はストリーミング届いているのでよかったです。それでは来週また同じ時間でお会いできますように。 WRF is an open forum for the Champagne community views, exhibits those of speakers and represent WRFU Urban Champagne Interview Media Center. Thank you very much for listening. Harukana Show from WRFU Urban. This is the time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye bye.